Gold, Central Victoria. Lenny Kravitz, it ain't over till it's over. It's 8:15.
With Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
Oh, what are we going to talk about this morning? Joe, hello.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Fantastic. Saturday morning. Hey, Joe, Sarah and her partner, congratulations to Sarah and her partner, by the way. They've brought home a baby girl, so congratulations. But the dog's not keen on the new addition.
No, and this is often a common issue, especially, you know, as humans, we love our fur babies and we spoil them rotten often. And when we go to have our own two-legged babies, often the dog can feel a little bit out of sorts. You know, it's not as much cuddle time or attention time or maybe going out as much. And the dog just has to get used to the change. The great news is that dogs are natural survivalists. So they do, over time, learn to cope. Now, Sarah's case was interesting because what she found was when she would go out, the dog would start going to the toilet inside the house, even though the dog had a perfectly good doggy door. Mm. This was something that had changed. Now, often, if you imagine, you know, when you've got a little baby, it's a lot of work and you've often got to go to additional appointments or just getting out of the house and going to see relatives. So what I would recommend to Sarah is before she goes, maybe spending, you know, 10 minutes with her little dog just outside, giving the dog plenty of time to have opportunity for a toilet. And just remember, it's just like when you have your second child, often the first child gets put out a little bit and they might regress. So lots of just relax, don't overthink it. Eventually it will just be normal. And also with Sarah, the dog was used to coming up onto her lap of a night time and kicking back together and watching TV and having lots of cuddles. So what I would recommend to Sarah is maybe have a mat or a blanket that the pup can sit on while maybe Sarah's feeding the baby and watching TV. So we're still giving the dog a little bit of what they want, the occasional cuddle, human contact and connection, but at the same time helping the dog bridge the things are going to change a little bit, but it's okay, you're still loved. And it's also a great time to look for products on the market, especially on the internet, for thinking type products, you know, puzzles, maybe ball release games that you can set and forget, and the dog's getting that cognitive challenge and that stimulation that perhaps they've lost a little bit because mum's just trying to get everything sorted for the baby. So that would be my recommendation. But whatever you do, don't worry. Don't let anxiety set in. Dogs will bridge the gap. They just sometimes need a bit of time. And if you have a significant problem, get in contact with a really good quality dog trainer and get them to help you get over the hump, so to speak.
So is it a slow process in training the dog that the new addition is there, or some dogs pick it up quicker than others?
Well, it's more about the length of the connection of the relationship. You know, if you've got a Dalmatian, Dalmatians are quite notorious for being, you know, independent and liking their own time as well. So for a Dalmatian, they might not be the slightest bit fussed that there's a new addition. But this little one is very connected to mum, and now mum's got to, by nature, be very connected to baby. So it's about helping that dog still get what the dog wants, which is connection, time, contact, but bridging it for them so that they understand now they've got to share, just like with kids. And so it's giving that dog the same stimulation, the same connection, but just in different ways where mum can manage, because babies are often a lot of work and they're often in your arms, and we're talking about parents that are sleep sleep-deprived in many cases. So it's helping bridge the gap of giving the dog what the dog wants and also allowing mum to spend time with baby.
So a patience is a virtue. Jo from Righteous Pup.
Virtue, yes. Yeah.
Appreciate your time this morning. And if you've got a question that you would like Jo to answer, just get in touch with our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Jo from Righteous Pups, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Daniel. Have a good weekend.
You too. Gold Central Victoria. It's 20 past 8.